spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. It's the 3rd of July, 7/3/24. Welcome, guys. Hello.
Good morning.
Always a sneaky special day.
3rd of July?
I always just think back to the 3rd of July, back before the original 4th of July. What was going through everyone's mind?
Yeah,
right?
So a sneaky special. I see what you're saying now, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm going to look it up.
I was going to say, I don't know if there was a major event on the 3rd that created the 4th. I don't know how that worked for sure.
Do we still say Happy Hump Day today, or is that a no-go?
Because it doesn't feel like the middle of the week.
Correct.
I don't think we do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I won't do it.
Yeah, please don't. Excessive heat warning in effect, folks. Just letting you know that. I mean, the real stuff doesn't come in until next week, it seems like. I mean, plenty warm this weekend. I don't know. Sunday's only 98, so should be fine. I'm trying to see where it says it goes into effect. Oh, not... Ugh. Doesn't go into effect till Saturday. Oh, it's a Saturday through Tuesday thing. So, I don't know. For people who are taking the extended weekend, apparently when it's 92 on Friday and 95 on Saturday, that does not count as excessive heat, I see.
Yeah, and that's not what the forecast I saw was like 105, 106.
On Wednesday.
According to the Weather Channel.
Yeah, on Wednesday.
Even over the weekend.
Yeah, it says 102, 104, 106. So, I mean, yeah, you're kind of splitting hairs there. But, yeah, plenty of degrees, I think, Kev. It's like, a graduating class at GU.
Huh?
Plenty of degrees.
Oh, boy. I wasn't ready for that.
Clearly.
I wasn't ready for
Clearly you were not.
I mean, that's just...
Too much? I feel bad now. Oh, should I slow down?
That makes sense.
Too much on a July 3rd where something's brewing?
Something's brewing. Sneaky brewing or whatever you said. What did you say?
No, it's a sneaky day.
Sneaky day.
I do feel like it was a sneaky day. And they were really, they were celebrating, man. Well, let me tell you about it.
Okay.
Continental Congress resolved on July 2nd, 1776. That these united colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states. The next day, July 3rd, 1776.
That would be today.
John Adams wrote to Abigail Adams and reflected on the event and tried to sum up what it meant for Americans of his time and Americans in the future. Very lovely handwritten note here that I could try to, John Adams.
Do you know what John Adams?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, do you know what John Adams?
No, I don't think I do. Hmm. Should I?
No, I mean, just like, do you know one? I mean, I know a John Adams.
Yeah, so do
I. Seems like it's a very common,
name.
And I'm gonna put it on the poll. Do you know a John Adams?
Well, not common enough.
I would like to.
But 66% of us know a John Adams, according to our little survey we just took.
Yeah, I think
based
that's right.
On 66... three people.
Well, I mean, come
well,
on,
fine,
it's a poll.
Steve.
All right, you know what? Yeah. I put it on the poll. We'll find out.
Do you know a John Adams?
I don't think you can have a scientific poll with just three people.
Well, I mean, you can when there's that many degrees, like a Gonzaga graduation. Thank you, Kevin.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But I will tell you, the whole time I was eating this that had the sweet in it, I was like, man, I was craving for a big dill pickle.
Kevin James.
I just wanted that flavor of the dill pickle.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hey, Kevin. There's Kevin. Right there.
Okay, it's time for an early morning quiz on this 3rd of July, 2024.
Let's go.
Sneaky,
it's
sneaky.
It's 6:17 a.m. Producer Steve.
Kevin James.
Let's get back to the conversation you and I were having.
Uh-oh.
Earlier this morning. What is on the door that comes into our studio? What is this? Is there a sign on our door that comes into the studio?
On the door itself? No.
Where is a sign?
Above the door.
Above the door. What does it say?
On air.
Okay. On the door itself, there is no sign?
I mean, there's a handle on the door.
Wait.
There is a handle on the door.
Is there something on the door?
Yeah, he's crazy. Jay, and the reason why it's even crazier is the conversation that we were having. Producer Steve.
Is there something on the door?
Yeah, why don't you walk around the corner and come look at the door and then come in this studio and talk to us about it.
I'm like, wait, did someone take it down? And then I thought, well, maybe I haven't been observant, but I think I would have noticed
so
that.
So we were having a conversation about... I was coughing up a lung, and he said, boy, I sure they like that downstairs in TV, especially the people with the signs on their doors that say, do not disturb. And I said, yeah, you ever seen what our door says? And he says, your door doesn't say anything.
Whoops.
Okay, that's funny.
What does it say?
That's funny.
You never noticed the sign?
No, I did.
Just right in front of your face?
Yeah, it literally is the same height as your eyes. Yeah. It's in a weird spot.
Yeah.
Why is that a weird spot?
What does it say?
It says work in progress.
Yeah.
And then under it says do not disturb, but the not is... taped over in black.
Right.
So it says, please disturb.
Please disturb. Please do disturb.
Which I'm doing right now. So happy to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a sign on your door. How about that?
Look at that.
Yeah. Now I've looked.
That's crazy. Only since October has he worked in here, walked through that door every workday.
You're not the most observant guy.
Yeah. Well, it's not that big.
It's just right in your face. It's the same as every other nameplate you've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. A standard, 11 inches long?
Find out, Kevin.
By 11? I'm going to guess it's 2 by 11.
Bring out the tape 13. Measure.
I might even say 2 by 13.
Whoa.
Jay is measuring now. Jay's got his tape measure out.
You gotta be prepared, I guess.
2 by 10.
2 by 10. 2 by 10.
See, that's teeny tiny. Teeny tiny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is hilarious. You wouldn't have to know what it said. It's just one of those things. You can drive by the same place a million times.
Absolutely.
Never see it.
All right, so I don't feel bad now.
Well, Jay. I feel like it's different when it's maybe a couple inches from your face.
I drive through Airway Heights quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I knew they were building some new stuff out there.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I remember seeing it when they started building it. And then I have not noticed it or thought about it.
Yeah.
Until they put the signs up this week. There's a brand new Yokes out there, and then some other like building supply.
Mm-hmm.
Two gigantic buildings. And I'm like, oh.
What do you think, 2 by 11?
Yeah, they're probably about 2 by 11.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, that's funny. I hadn't even seen that those buildings were done until they put the signs
right,
on them.
Yeah, I could see that.
They put the signs, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Steve, you've been to Coeur d'Alene or the Valley, how many times do you think?
Oh, don't ask me any questions.
Here we go.
I don't know. Maybe 10-ish?
Yeah, 10 to 15, I'd say probably accurate, right?
Yeah.
So there's a large salvage yard.
Sure there is.
I bet he's never seen it.
How about a water park?
Yeah, I bet there is.
Like, literally right next to the freeway.
Where are we talking?
Out in the valley.
Yeah, sure.
Do you remember ever seeing, a large, you know what a salvage yard is, right? Like a junkyard?
Yeah, yeah.
Like with a bunch of cars?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know? You never remember seeing it, do you?
Let's say that I did.
And then you never remember seeing, like, a water slide or anything?
All in the same place?
No.
That
would
that.
Be a heck of
that
a,
would be
a
heck of a one. Deal. Yeah.
The water slides, I feel like, are impossible to miss.
Well, I mean, or is a sign on the door impossible to miss, Kevin?
Yeah. Steve, next time you go, which will be this weekend, right?
It will be, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not even driving.
Right before the Pines exit,
mm-hmm.
like right before that, on a hillside,
yeah,
there's a bunch of water slides.
Are we talking right or left? North, south,
to
east,
your right.
West?
Yeah.
You're driving, going, it's to your right.
If you're going to your remote broadcast this weekend, yeah. the okay. water slide will be on your right, uh-huh. and the salvage yard will be on your left.
I bet it will be. Unless they move it.
This guy is so observant.
He is.
It's crazy, yeah. I mean, even with, like, the first time you see Spalding's, the first time I saw it, I had never seen a wrecking yard, if you will, that big. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That thing
and especially
is gigantic.
When you see it on, like, a sunny day or whatever.
Man.
And it's all reflecting off all the,
yeah.
the piles of junk.
You know what we mean, right, Steve?
Is there a sign?
Do you know your way back to your studio?
I'll take you.
Thank you. Nine
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Tell Kevin Elvis has been waiting for your confirmation of his songs being good.
Kevin James.
Yes, well, I will text him.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
I mean, I didn't give you that yet, so I figured it was...
Oh, yeah, sorry, I just jumped right in earlier.
Yeah, you did. I noticed
a lot
it.
For Steve, yeah. a quiz, the mm-hmm. whole deal. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk to Steve.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
What up?
Oh, boy. Another day. I do want to bring up one thing real quick.
Yeah.
Go for it. It's your first thought.
Yeah. I want to talk about a little delivery that one of our coworkers got yesterday.
Okay.
So, apparently, he had ordered some just plain white t-shirts.
Yes.
And he thought he was getting 8 of them. What he got delivered was a shirt, plain white shirt, that said the number 8 on it.
Yeah, that's...
It was hilarious.
A little miscommunication.
He was on Temu.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how we say it? Is that what we
say? I think it's Temu.
Temu.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Temu.
You can say it any way you want to.
Yeah, I think everybody knows what we're talking about. T-E-M-U. Temu.
Mm-hmm.
Temu.
Yeah.
He had been ordering. He's like, I'm addicted to it, dude. I'm ordering all this random stuff off there and everything. And I even asked, ooh, have you had one that was not great yet? And he goes, it's funny, you should ask.
Right.
And it did. The ad said 8 shirt, and then later on it said shirts.
Right.
So he's like, I'm highlighting it and sending it to them that it says shirts.
Yeah.
I thought it was 8 white shirts.
Right.
Nope.
Now he said the more he looked, I should have been more suspicious because there's a 7 shirt, a 6 shirt, a 5 shirt.
Yeah, he said, why are they all the same price?
Why are they the same price?
That's so funny. And I showed my family that picture.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, was there a picture of the shirt with an 8 on it?
Well,
or just a miscommunication?
There was, but the picture looks so bad
right.
that it looks like it was just an 8. Put over the shirt.
Yeah, I understand what you're
like,
saying.
It was like, there's 8 of
8
these.
Shirts, and it yeah. just showed like 8 with a big number. Like, there's so many. Look, there's
and,
8 of them.
Yeah. To their credit, it looked as bad in person as the picture did.
It looked like someone just took like gold paint and painted the shirt
yeah.
or something. Yeah.
It, yeah, it's up hilarious. On the Jay and Kevin Facebook page.
Yeah, not 8 shirts. 1 shirt with the number 8 on it.
I said, Anthony, you got to start wearing that, man. You're going to look
totally.
Very cool. Like, yeah. you're going to set a trend.
People are like, what's with the 8? Don't yeah, worry about it.
It's a crazy 8 shirt, man.
I'm just wondering, who is wearing those shirts
and
like
why?
Enough to purchase one?
Yeah.
I did secretly have...
Anthony, apparently.
I kind of wanted to get 7 because it's my number.
How great would that be? We should all just get a shirt. If you had to get a... single-digit numbered shirt, Steve, what number would you choose?
Four?
For any particular reason?
Nah, just cuz.
Okay. I would take two. That was my soccer number.
Mm, okay.
So I would take two.
Bunhead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Kevin.
Like, oh, high school nickname.
How much are those? I think it would be great. We should do it and just all wear them one day.
$12, he said.
Well worth the prank.
Yeah. We could do this. Why was six afraid of seven?
That's true.
We could just be 7, 8, 9, all of us.
Yeah. That works.
I love it. Yeah, I say we do it. It's well worth it because it'll be so much entertainment for Anthony. I mean, come on. How often do you have to pull a fun little prank like that?
Yeah, he returned his, though, already.
Oh, he did?
I think he took it back.
Yeah.
Or shipped it back.
I'm going to tell you this. If he ordered one shirt from Temu and they sent it by itself.
Yeah.
They told him to keep it and not send it back.
No, they told him to return it.
They said to turn it back.
That is crazy. They do so much of that where they're just like, just keep it. It's not worth the shipping.
Well, that's what I thought would happen.
I think this was a premium item.
I was going to say.
I bought one thing. Well, I bought like four things from Temu in one order.
Right. And you kept them all because they're like, nah.
They got to my house and they included a return label
or something?
No. I bought it for my granddaughter. It was like a mermaid, light up mermaid outfit.
Okay.
Something else.
All right.
But I had to buy like four things in order to get free shipping.
Yes, I understand.
So I bought like a weird nose hair trimmer and something else and then stuff for her. And
was it on the app?
It got delivered to my house. And
was it on the app, Kevin, where it keeps going? You can now buy one of these for $4, and then the shipping is free, and it gives you like 50
Absolutely.
Items that you can buy for $4.
I guess I'll a nose hair trimmer. Like, I can use $4 nose. I got two noses,
so
two
dumb.
Nose holes, two nostrils, and I ordered
I
it,
two
and it got
holes.
Delivered, and. You know, I wasn't waiting around for that package.
No, clearly.
Someone stole it.
Oh, really? Wow.
You know what? Good for you.
That's terrible.
Enjoy your mermaid skirt and your nose hair trimmer.
You need to actually stop shipping stuff to your house.
Oh, it's fine.
No, for like
I'm
real, though. Yeah, well, I know, but you're going to lose something. Mark this down, Steve. You're going to lose something very expensive, Kevin. They're going to be so mad.
I do a good job when it's the expensive stuff.
You mean you weren't just sitting around at the front door waiting for your...
I was not waiting for that one. I wasn't paying attention. I had forgot all about the fact that I had ordered it.
Yeah, well, it happens. Yeah. Quick audio vault brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. Guys, I don't know if this is you or not. You two are single men. And this lady wants to know... If other guys are like this, and if they are, then women should avoid these guys.
I don't care what you guys say. This is a subtle sign that he is an a**hole and that you should immediately run. This one's petty, but I swear it's true. If you send him a photo of you where you're like looking nice and you send it over and he responds with only emojis, no words, or even worse, if no emojis, no words, and he just likes it or loves it, puts a heart on it, that is a sure sign he's a low-effort man. He doesn't deserve you.
Are you a low-effort man, Kevin?
No.
A lot of words?
I mean, I would never do that, but...
But you might be a low-effort man on other things, what do you say?
No, I mean, not at all, but... I feel like I do good effort in relationships, but which is why I don't really want to ever have a relationship again.
Too much effort. Takes too much.
Yeah. For me to do it
it's
the
exhausting.
Way I like to do it, it is a lot of work. And I'm just like, you know, I think I'm good.
Steve, low effort guy?
Oh, no. All effort.
What would you say if she sent you a
She's dressed
nice
up,
looking
getting
photo?
Ready to go to a work banquet.
I know what he'd say.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
That would be it. That would be worse.
Very nice.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, boy.
Just guessing is I guessed on multiples for this round. Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? When you're a good guesser, you're a good guesser.
Kevin James.
I guess.
I guess.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we've got Coyote Country cruise tickets for sale. Well, we do have them for sale, but we also
they
have
are for sale.
Chance to win them. Let me get I'll give you the for sale part since I accidentally said that. You can text the word cruise to 509-441-0999. It will send you back a link. You can buy your tickets there. That's how you can be assured a spot on the boat. But you can win some right now. We'll let you have your choice. You can either take the cruise tickets or we can qualify you for Friday's drawing of the Ultimate Backyard Summer Giveaway. Ooh. That's the...
Ooh, buddy.
That's the barbecue grill, the cooler, the Bluetooth speaker, the American flag, the $300 worth of groceries, and the tickets to see Larry Fleet at the Spokane Tribe Casino on July the 20th.
Ooh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's quite the package.
Thank you, Kevin.
But also the cruise.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'd pick the cruise tickets.
I would
even
as well.
That barbecue sound, that backyard barbecue sounds amazing.
509-441-0999. Let's play a little wavelength. We'll take two contestants. You can choose who you think you'll be on the wavelength with, and we will
it's
win
some prizes.
It's
time to partner up with someone from the Friday crew. Dig deep
Wednesday.
In their mind and find yourself on the same wavelength.
Wednesday wavelength. 509-441-0999. I think I would do the cruise, too. Unless I already had cruise tickets. And then I'd be like, yeah, sign me up for the barbecue. I want that barbecue thing. I want $300 worth of free groceries. Thank you. By the way, I went to Costco yesterday to get gas.
Yeah, how was it?
It was great. And then I was going to walk in and just get a drink. And I saw a friend of the family, and they talked to them for like 10 minutes or so. And then I walked into Costco. He goes, don't go in there. I'm like, really? I go, I'm just getting a drink. He goes, okay, well, then you should probably be fine. So I walked in. The line to go out was past the check stands.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my gosh. Apparently, it's a holiday where people, like, needed food and stuff.
Right.
Because, whoa.
I know. My son said he went to Target yesterday and was like, man, Target was insane. I go, could you imagine Costco? And he's like, no. No, I can't.
No, it was... Everybody looked like they're okay mood.
Yeah. That's all that counts.
Yeah. Kadra.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Do you think you'd more likely be on the same wavelength with me or with Kevin?
Kevin.
All right.
Oh, Kadra. Wow. Okay, let's go.
Oh, why did you sound surprised? Oh, by the way, we lost the other one, Steve.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're going to have to grab another line. Hang on, Kadra.
And Kevin.
Kadra, Kevin. That's good, Kevin.
I'm assuming Kadra starts with a K.
I mean, it does in Steve's writing. I would assume it does as well. I feel like, you know, probably the most common spelling. We'll find out momentarily. Let's see who this is. Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
I just had to work.
Josh, you're going to have to team up with me. I hope you're okay with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's Josh and Jay, Kadra, Kevin. It's almost like it's made to be. All right, hold on for a second, Josh. We'll let Kadra go first. What is our first category for wavelength? Remember, you pick the top three things in each category. We will try to match each other. And we'll worry about the scoring of the points. You worry about the top three things. What is our first category, Steve?
All right, excuse me. The first category is July 4th food.
It's also known Fourth of July,
I think is how we say it in America, but that's okay. Fourth of July foods. Top three Fourth of July foods. I'm going to write mine down.
Either way.
Top three Fourth of July foods. Kadra gets to go first. Kadra, top three Fourth of July foods. What would you say?
Hot dogs, hamburgers, and potato salad.
Oh, I almost...
Kevin?
I was in between two. We would have had a perfect game. Hot dogs, hamburgers, and watermelon.
Watermelon. Okay. All right. That's all right. You got 2 points, Kadra. Hold on for a second.
4 points.
Oh, 4 points is exact same.
Two
spot.
In the same spot.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, very good.
Very
it's
nice.
Been a while since
nice.
You played. Very nice.
Josh, what do you have?
I was going to say hot dogs, hamburgers, and steaks.
Man, I wish I had your taste. We also got 4 points. Hot dogs, hamburgers, potato salad. I would have had a match with Kadra. All right, Josh, we get to go first on the second round. What is the next category? It's 4-4.
All right. Well, it's either July 4th or 4th of July.
Uh-huh, yeah. A lot of people say, hey, man, I can't wait to go to that July 4th celebration.
What are you guys doing for July 4th?
People say that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think people say that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I'll find out here in a minute.
All right. So 4th of July, best fireworks shows.
Oh, so you're looking like the location?
In our area.
Yeah. Okay. In the area.
Okay, I got it.
Best 4th of July fireworks shows. Oh, like, where would you go?
All right. I'm writing mine down. Okay.
All right.
Josh, best 4th of July. 4th of July.
Yeah, you try saying it, Jay.
Fireworks. I was trying to be funny about it and trying to mix the two together. Couldn't do it. Best 4th of July fireworks displays. Where are you going?
I've only been to two, and that's Lake Coraline and at the resort and at Bayview.
And Bayview. Oh, man. Well, I have Coeur d'Alene, so that's two. And then I said Liberty Lake. And then I said, no, I didn't. I said Riverfront and then a Vista because the baseball park.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they always Vista do it at the stadium. Baseball game.
All right. Hold on, Josh. Hold on. Let's see how Kadra does. Kadra, let's see what your top three fireworks displays are. What do you think?
Coeur d'Alene, Riverfront Park, and I'm going to do Sandpoint.
Sandpoint, Kevin.
Man, we have Coeur d'Alene, Riverfront Park, and I said Northern Quest.
Oh, great one.
They put
great
on a
one.
Show out there. I won't
How many points was
that?
Was that four more points?
Four more.
Wow. 8-6. Kadra, you're going to go first in the last
category.
Is
Coeur d'Alene just kind of unfair because of the water? It just
has such a great feel to it.
The water.
Yeah, and you're at the park there, and you're also in Coeur d'Alene. So there you go. All right, let's see how we do with third and final round, Kadra. Let's see if you and Kevin can be on the same wavelength here. What is the next category, Steve?
Oh, boy. All right, what do you think about this one? Doesn't involve July 4th or 4th of July. Well, it does. But top three lakes. Top three lakes.
Lakes?
Top three lakes.
Yeah. Man, that's always hard because we've done this before, Jay. We've done lake radio where we just say, hey, everybody always says, I'm going to the lake. And it's like, what's your lake?
Right. Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, so it's 4th of July associated,
right.
But not...
adjacent, yep.
Yeah.
All right.
July 4th adjacent.
Kadra, what are the top three lakes for you?
Would be Coeur d'Alene Lake, Liberty Lake, and Ponderay Lake.
Kevin?
Well, your little Sandpoint guess had me knowing that you might be sweet on Ponderay. So I said Coeur d'Alene, number one.
Mm-hmm, that's two.
I said Lake Roosevelt, number two. I just couldn't get away from my roots.
Yeah,
where we grew up going. And then Ponderay, I put it number three.
You guys got 12 points. Hold on for a second.
I don't know that I spelled it at all right. I don't know how that works.
It doesn't
Close
matter.
Okay.
Come to me for spelling.
Yeah, Steve's great at that.
Yeah.
Let's see how we do here, Josh. We need to get a lot of points here. What do you have? Your top three lakes?
Coeur d'Alene, Ponderay, and Liberty.
Oh, I got them in the wrong order.
Oh, no.
I did Coeur d'Alene, Liberty, Ponderay. Dang it. That's five. What does that give us? We had six. 5 is 11. We lost by 1 point.
Oh,
man. Hold on for a second, Josh.
Lake.
Hold on for a second, Josh. Kadra, do you want the cruise tickets or qualify for the Ultimate Backyard Giveaway?
The Ultimate Backyard Giveaway.
Stand by for 1 second. Josh, you feel like going to the cruise?
Yeah.
I can still
What's the age limits on that? Can I bring my kids?
You got to be 21.
21.
Oh.
You know what? Hold on. If you want to qualify for the backyard thing, I'll qualify you.
Okay.
Okay, so two qualifications.
Two qualifications.
Josh, I mean, you could get a babysitter and come on the cruise, and then you'd understand why you don't bring the kids. It's a good time. That's